Om Shanti. So my name is Sister Marge. I'm from the Philippines, but Daddy calls me Madhu. So today, Bap Dada's main title for us is we are the Master Carefree Emperors on the Confluence Age. We are the Carefree Emperors who are free from all types of sorrow. And the essence of the Murli is that to be an emperor, you have to be a beggar. That is the paradox of Brahman life. Because Brahman life is really the life of renunciation. And if we just look at the dadis, the more they go ahead in Brahman life, it's because they do a lot of renunciation. They let go of a lot of things. So, Bap Dada, when he says you are the master carefree emperors of the golden age, so he tries to, throughout the Murli, he gives you the other titles, which are also similar to, or he defines what is the carefree emperor. So you are the masters of the world of constant happiness, the master of all treasures, the self-sovereign, and the great donor. That is what a carefree emperor is. And a carefree emperor in the Murli, he says, there is no wave of sorrow, even in your thoughts. They are constantly on the bed of happiness, in the world of happiness. And the means of happiness are relationships, which is basically your eternal relationships with the Father and wealth of knowledge through which other wealth is attained. So when Baba talks about being the carefree emperor, when we meditate, it's that homework that Bap Dada gave us last Thursday in the Bogue message. It's really experiencing your original powerful form in meditation and in practical form of the master carefree emperors. The first thing that comes to my mind are the seniors, especially Dadi Janki and Nirvairbhai. You know, Nirvairbhai, he's responsible for the whole yajna, but he's always very light. I remember many, many years ago, he just had a poker face, but he just came from a meeting and he said the yajna had so many problems, but he just, you know, very detached. And I was 25 years ago, I think. I was crying because I planned something. I wanted something to happen, and it didn't happen. And he said, you know, in Madhuban, we plan so many things. There's so many things we want to happen, but we don't happen. We don't get upset. You know, they don't happen. We don't get upset. We don't get emotional. So that's really what a carefree emperor is, very, very royal. And for me, Dadi Janki, when you mean about carefree emperor and a complete beggar, Bap Dada gave her that title because nothing belongs to her. Even her body does not belong to her. When I first met her, I was just a year in Gyan in America, and this was like 1982. And this was like a public program, you know. She tells everybody, oh, you know, I can leave my body anytime. Just like that. And Dadi has completely surrendered even her own mind and intellect to Baba. So nothing really belongs to her. So, and what does she get? She gets the whole world because of that. Now in the Murli, in the English Murli, there's a sentence which says that souls who have the right to the confluenced aged Brahmin world are carefree emperors. So the English translation is right, but in the Hindi Murli, Baba uses the word adhikari, which is authority. You have the authority of the confluence aged Brahman world. There's a subtle difference between the English translation and, you know, the Hindi, which means right. Because when you mean right, it's just like a privilege or a sense of entitlement. But when you mean adhikari or authority, it means that you have full control over something that will follow your rules, which will obey you. So there's a big difference between, you know, an entitlement and really like being full control and being in charge. And then Baba talks about the reason for sorrow. Because if you're a king, you're not supposed, you know, you're always very royal. Nothing bothers you. Everything is good. But if there's even in the slightest twig thought, then that means that something is unattained, or one relationship with Baba is missing, or you've gone outside the boundary by being attracted to an artificial form. And so this is the life of the Brahmin, right? Renunciation. And so he makes that comparison, the boundaries, you know, you have this, the boundary of the Brahmin life, all these rules. It's not really rule, but really just disciplines to put our life in harmony and in order. So he makes this comparison about the life of renunciation, that even during the beggary life, the beggary period, you experience your life as a king. And then he makes a bigger comparison that even if when you're in Madhuban, it's like a jungle here. You're so far removed from the world. But in Madhuban, you feel like the world's even better than the golden age. And then he makes a similar comparison that just as you are, because during the beggary period, the dadis were like living in a bubble, and they're just having gyan and yoga and baba and mama. That's it. But they feel so full. They don't need anything else. And even here, you know, like I'm a journalist and I write about many things. One of them is travel and tourism, and I've been to some of the best destinations in the world, and like we have one of the best beaches in the Philippines, Boracay, where you have nice resorts. And then when you come here to Mount Abu, it's like, wow, it's so dry here. What's there to see? You know, the temples aren't really that great compared to other temples in other states. But yet, when you come to Madhuban, and, you know, it's so simple here, they don't compare to the amenities of, you know, the Shangri-Las and the Ritz-Carlton, or those big hotels. But it's, you know, it's the software, the people that makes you feel very special here in Madhuban. And you're just so far removed from the world. So Baba says, so similarly, if you're living out there, in the Laukic world, in the world outside, you have to be like a lotus flower, very much detached, and you're beyond like everything. So you live in the world, and it doesn't bother you, whatever happens there, because you're following all the principles of Baba, and that's your protection. And then he points out the causes of sorrow, which is physical illness, the wasteful upheaval of the mind, the lack of attainment of perishable wealth, weak sanskaras, the nature of others, the atmosphere of vibration, relationships and contacts that pull, and later on in the Murli he talks about carelessness. But basically, the first seven items are what he talked about in the 1982 Murli. He gave this whole week about renunciation. You have to renounce everything from your body, your old nature and sanskaras, relationships, and even the thought of renunciation. And then he also says that your nature changed, and therefore you became part of the world of happiness. But I think that our nature only changes if we, you know, in the foreign countries, we always use this, especially the Western speakers like Mike George, they always use the word awareness, you know, being alert and aware of what's going on in your mind. Because a lot of times, Brahmins, you know, when they come in Gyan, they're just importing their sanskaras from their old life, and the only difference is that they're vegetarian, they're celibate, and they maybe get up at 4 and come to class, but there's no difference. Because the divine intellect has not been awakened, or sometimes it's on, most of the time it's sleeping. So there's not that transformation that happens. So Baba has given us that gift of the divine intellect, that awakening that brings about that transformation. So Baba talks about, you know, this is the contrast now about becoming a beggar, because the body does not belong to you yet. you are the master of the Father's treasures. You see that contrast in the that paradox in the Brahman life, no? You have to be a beggar in order to be a king. So Baba says you have the checking point. So this is the checking point of an emperor. Are the workers of your kingdom under your control, holding court? Many years ago, I'm sure you've heard of that, Murli, when Bab Dada was checking if all our subtle faculties were under control. And most of the time, I notice in Brahman life, the divine intellect is sleeping. So, you know, the old nature, the sanskaras take over. So, or sometimes the mind is wandering around, you know, too busy. That's because the intellect is not alert, it's sleeping. So that's, you're not a king then. And then second is, are your treasure stores full that you constantly donate? And then Baba was addressing these souls, no? The crowd that you're all matured and experienced, no? Prani or Anubhavi. So Baba says that to be experienced, means to be full of authority of self-sovereignty. And then in the end of the Murli, he says that to claim the certificate of whatever type of king you are, whether in name, according to your activity, you will be able to see yourself in the palace of mirrors. So this does not appear in the English Murli, because in the Hindi Murli, Baba makes rhyme, right? Nam Kari, you know, your king in name only, and the Namdhari and Kamdhari. Yeah, Namdhari and Kamdhari. So your Namdhari is your just king in name. So you're just a Brahmin by appearances. You want to look good in front of everybody, but deep inside you're same old. And really, the Kamdhari is, you know, you practice what you preach. You walk your talk. When I think about, when I think about being the carefree emperor of the golden age, I remember this class that it's really about experiencing Jivan Mukti in Brahman life. And I'd like to share with you this class that Sister Vedanti of South Africa gave when she was in the Philippines. So I asked her, what do you mean by Jivan Mukti in our Brahman life now, the confluence aids? So, you know how she's so funny. I wish I could be as funny as her. She says, okay, the golden age of the Brahmins is that, you know, you're in the first couple of years, you're so bright and chirpy and you love everybody. You're so happy. You're so excited to come to class. And you want to, you know, just give love to all the Brahmins. And then when you reach a silver age, you know, the principles are still there, but maybe you're not that bright and chirpy anymore. Then, you know, the copper age is when the challenges happen. And then you go from one Brahmin to another asking questions. Oh, what should I do? This happens, that happens. It's like in Copper Age, like in Catholic countries like the Philippines, we have this Spanish tradition. It's called Visita Iglesia, no? Visiting the churches. So every Holy Thursday, they go from one church to another. So here, the Brahmins go from one Brahmin to another asking for their opinion. And Didi Nirmala once made a joke. She says, oh, you know, some Brahmins, they consult the senior and they don't like what the senior said. They'll go to another senior until they find the right senior whose opinion they kind of like. And then the Brahmin reaches their Iron Age stage. It's like, oh, I'm so sick. I can't come from Amrit Vela. I'm so sick. I can't come from Murli. And then, of course, you have your clashes and your challenges. And then, oh, I ate toli. I got sick. So you're in your lowest and miserable state. And so you keep remembering Baba all the time. And then you do tapasya. And one day you have this light bulb moment from Baba. And so the Jivan Mukti, she says, I love Baba, I love the family, I'm so happy, nothing bothers me. So that's Jivan Mukti, you know, the carefree emperor. And that's also the experience I feel with Nirvair and Dadi, you know. They don't have a single cent in their pocket, but the wealth just comes to them. I remember one time I was meeting Dadi, she says, "Why do you worry about money? Me, I don't own anything. You know, I just remember Baba. That's it." And then, you know, you visit Dadi and then you see all these, all the Brahmins, they give her envelope, they give her all these presents, and then she renounces, you know, okay, go to the yogya. You've seen that with the seniors. So the meeting with the Dadis, so Baba says that, you know, they're the special beads of the rosary, and so Bab Dada says that those who are equal to the Father are loved a great deal. I remember when I first was very, new in Gyan, the way the Brahmins described Dadi Janki, like, she's the next best thing to meeting God. And when Jenti went to the Philippines, that's what the Brahmins told our contacts. Oh, you know, she's the next best thing to meeting God. Because when you see Jenti, you see the purity in her face, you really feel that divinity of Bab Dada, you know. And that's the same thing with Dadi Janki. And why are they so close to God? I mean, you know, minimum they read the Murali 12 times a day. And they've done it every year of their life. So Baba's knowledge becomes second skin to them. And every advice that they give is all based on Baba's Murali. It's not some kind of, you know, it's not from their own opinion. Everything is really so accurate. And they're constantly with him, so they're constant yogis. And so if you're a constant yogi of natural remembrance, they're always merged in love. They're in front while the Father is behind. And just as the Father constantly gives them powerful current and giving us company, they also give a powerful current. So I'll just give you one experience here. When I first met Didi Manmohini, this is 1982. This was just 8 months before she left the body. I went to her room, and you know, with her big glasses, and she gives this drishti. Really, you'll feel that current, and Baba pulled her, and she said, "Oh, you know, Baba says you should, he's seen you make effort, and you have to continue to make effort." Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Malini from Bangkok. I belonged to Thai Center for many years. Just a few months I came to shift it to Bharati Center Hindi English. So this is my first time. If I have any things, Baba will take response. Baba lift up youth groups and Kumaris group a lot, and there is a difference and contrast with the worldly groups and youth godly groups. Youth groups means those who do constantly powerful service. Youth can do whatever they want. The worldly youth group, they do destructive things and create peacelessness, whereas godly youth group carry out the task establishments and embodiment of peace, who spread peace. If any excuse or problems arises, are you able to find a solution to that easily? Baba asks groups, godly groups. Bab Dada constantly has hopes in the group of Kumars. If all the youth were maintain courage and enthusiasm and be constantly victorious, they will become constantly victorious. They could hoist the flag of victory in the world and tour around the whole world, progressing in the constantly flying stage. Kumars are never fluctuate. Some Kumars first move along in service with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, but when then as lighters conflicts, they then go back into the old world. थोड़ा सा conflicts हो तो चले जाते हैं. So constantly consider yourself to be a godly youth. Even the government is afraid of youth. You will become an instrument to show the path to the government. Let Kumars always create powerful plans for service. However, there also has to be constant balance of remembrance and service. Constantly free from obstacles means may you have a good morning of remaining free from obstacles. ये था कुमारों के लिए. और कुमारियों के लिए अवने those kumaris who have become the garland around the father's neck cannot become the garland around anyone else's necks, even in their thoughts also. By belonging to the father, you receive a right to all treasures. Would you let go of all rights and chase after 2 paisas? You receive 2 paisa. After you are beaten, after there is the beaten of sorrow and peacelessness, and then you let 2 chapati, to eat 2 chapati. Itni maar khane ke baad 2 roti milta hai. To Baba kehte hain, you don't like such a life, do you? You like this life? No. Okay. A Kumari life is a fortunate life. You have become double fortunate. So never live this life. Constantly have the awareness, I am constantly a Shiv Shakti. And I am combined. Hamesha combined ban ke rehna. If you find such an loveful home, what more would you want? और क्या चाहिए? इतना कुछ मिला है. Kumaris think that they should find a good husband, a home that is prosperous. And this home, Baba कहते हैं, this home is so full and prosperous, and that nothing is lacking. यहाँ तो सब कुछ है, कुछ भी कमी नहीं है. वाह, हमेशा यही गीत गाते रहो. वाह माय फॉर्चुनेट, वाह माय फॉर्च्यून, कंटिन्यूस टू सिंग दिस सॉन्ग्स. मेरी किस्मत है, अच्छी किस्मत है. जस्ट एज एवरीवन लव्स द मूनलाइट, सो टू बिकम दोज हु गिव द लाइट ऑफ नॉलेज. लाइट ऑफ नॉलेज दो and become like a moon of knowledge. Yeah. The last point is, just as the star of your fortune is sparkling, jaise aapka star sparkling teji chamak raha hai, aise make the star of everyone else fortune sparkle too. Je tha aaj. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Baba. Om Shanti.